Hey everyone, and welcome back to Digital Poison. I'm your host, Rachel Carter, and if you're anything like me, you know that feeling, that nagging little voice in your head that whispers, not good enough. We're constantly bombarded with images of perfect lives, flawless bodies, and picture-perfect moments. It's enough to make anyone feel a little inadequate. But what if I told you that perfection is actually an illusion? And that embracing imperfection could be the key to unlocking true happiness and success? Let me tell you, this is something I've wrestled with for years. You know that feeling when you spend hours crafting the perfect Instagram post, only to delete it at the last minute because it doesn't feel quite right? Or that pressure to always have your life together, even when you're secretly drowning in a sea of laundry and unanswered emails? You have been there, done that. But here's the thing. Striving for perfection is exhausting. And it often comes at the expense of our mental well-being and genuine connection with ourselves and others. Today, we're diving deep into embracing imperfection, letting go of that need to be perfect, and learning to celebrate our unique quirks and flaws. Here are 5 key takeaways that have totally changed my perspective. 1. Perfection is a myth. First things first, let's shatter this illusion. Perfection doesn't exist in the real world. It's an unattainable standard set by society and often fueled by unrealistic expectations. We need to remember that everyone makes mistakes, everyone has flaws, and that's okay. It's what makes us human and unique. Think about it. Would you rather be a bland, perfectly polished cookie cutter, or a delicious, messy, and uniquely flavored cupcake? 2. Embrace your mistakes. Instead of seeing mistakes as failures, let's reframe them as learning opportunities. Every stumble, every misstep, is a chance to grow, learn, and become stronger. Remember that famous Einstein quote. The only source of knowledge is experience. So go out there, try new things, and don't be afraid to make mistakes along the way. 3. Comparison is the thief of joy. Ever find yourself scrolling through social media, comparing your life to others, and feeling a pang of envy or inadequacy? Trust me, you're not alone. But here's the thing. Everyone has their own unique journey, their own struggles and triumphs. Comparing ourselves to others only leads to unhappiness and discouragement. Focus on your own path, celebrate your accomplishments, big and small, and remember that true happiness comes from within. 4. Practice self-compassion. Treat yourself with the same kindness and understanding that you would offer a close friend. Be gentle with yourself when you make mistakes, acknowledge your feelings without judgment, and celebrate your strengths. Remember, you're doing the best you can, and that's enough. 5. Celebrate your uniqueness. Embrace those quirks, those things that make you different from everyone else. That unique sense of humor, that passion for something unusual, those little imperfections that make you, well, you. These are what make you special and irreplaceable. Let me share a quick story with you to illustrate this point. I was recently invited to a friend's wedding. It was beautiful, the dress, the venue, the flowers, everything was picture perfect. But as I watched my friends dance and celebrate, I noticed something interesting. The moments that felt truly genuine, the ones that brought the biggest smiles, weren't necessarily the perfectly choreographed dances or the flawless speeches. They were the candid laughs shared between guests, the impromptu silly games, and the heartfelt twists filled with personal stories. It was a reminder that true joy comes from being ourselves, flaws and all. It's about celebrating the messy and perfect moments alongside the perfect ones. So here's the takeaway. Let go of the need for perfection. Embrace your imperfections, celebrate your uniqueness, and remember that true happiness comes from being authentically you. You are worthy, you are capable, and you are enough, just as you are. Now go out there and shine imperfectly. Don't forget to share this episode with a friend who could use a dose of imperfection, positivity. Leave a review on your favourite podcast platform. It helps others find our little corner of the internet. And most importantly, remember that I'm here for you every day, sharing these insights and keeping the conversation real. Until next time, keep shining bright, my friends.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.